town marks St. Gregory's Church 200th anniversary. 4 days of celebrations are planned to mark the 200th anniversary of St. Gregory's Church in Dawlish. The Grade 2 listed church will open throughout the 4 days with special events planned, culminating in a special service with the Bishop of Exeter. The current St. Gregory's Church is 200 years old this year, but it is thought that there have been a series of religious buildings on the site since Anglo-Saxon times, dating back about 1,500 years. The original building had been in a poor state of repair, with the roof propped up by tree trunks, and was too small for the growing population of the town, so the current church was constructed. But the tower was retained and is thought to be up to 800 years old. The church was extended again in 1875 as the population continued to grow. Between 1875 and 1923, it was called St. Michael's Church. More details about the history of the church will be revealed by historian David Force, who will be giving a talk as part of the celebrations on Friday, September 19th. He said, "My talk will be on the history of St. Gregory's Church and its influence on the town. I will also be talking about Brunel's legacy to Dawlish." The celebrations, called Honouring the Past and Embracing the Future, will run from September 18th to the 21st, during which the church will be open each day between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Throughout, there will be special floral arrangements on display. The official opening ceremony will be carried out by Mayor of Dawlish Councillor Anthony James and Town Crier Bob Graham at 10:15 a.m. on Thursday, September 18th. On Saturday the 20th, visiting bell ringers will be in action at 12:30 p.m. with the Crazy Foot Tappers at 1 p.m. and a family event at 3 p.m. with Wonderfully Wild and the Bay Brass in concert at 7:30 p.m. Sunday the 21st will see a benefice celebration service at 10:30 a.m. with the Bishop of Exeter, Mike Harrison.
Town's iconic listed water wheel is restored. The historic Grade 2 listed water wheel at the Riverside Mill in Bovey Tracy, home to the acclaimed contemporary craft centre Make South West, has undergone major repairs and is turning again. Located beside the bridge and River Bovey, the Riverside Mill is a local landmark in the town, greeting visitors arriving in the town from Dartmoor. The repairs to the water wheel, funded by the Tracy Almshouses and Samuel Croker's Almshouse Charity, provide a tangible link to Bovey Tracy's history and enhance the natural beauty of the riverside. The iconic water wheel is a key part of Bovey Tracy's industrial heritage, having provided the first domestic running water supply in the town. And according to a 2021 report on the history of Riverside Mill Bovey Tracy by Dr. Francis Billinge, the site was never a mill, but once a pair of cottages, which was purchased in 1845 by John Divitt, the co-owner of the Bovey Tracy Pottery Company, as well as the adjacent property, Bridge House.
An application to convert part of an agricultural building into a hotel has been submitted to planners. The application is seeking permission to change the use of part of an existing building at the Buntings off Higher Woodway Road to Class C1, which is hotel. The building forms part of an established agricultural unit and has been in sole agricultural use since July 2023. Conversion works will be internal only, preserving the existing structural shell. The application was validated by Teignbridge District Council on August the 26th, with a decision expected on or before September the 23rd.
Urgent call for care home volunteers. An urgent appeal has been launched for volunteers to help people in Teignbridge remain independent in their own homes. The volunteer appeal has been issued by Torbay and South Devon NHS Trust for more people to come forward. Volunteers play a vital role supporting the NHS, such as meeting and greeting people when they arrive at hospital and helping them get where they need to be, helping patients to eat and drink well to aid their recovery, or making sure that patients' notes and records are collected and delivered. While there are about 400 volunteers working in roles across the Trust, there are only 8 care home volunteers who play an important role helping residents remain independent, reduce an avoidable hospital admission, and help the NHS to focus on providing care for people in the right place. Care home volunteers play an incredibly important role supporting and befriending people, including those with a range of health conditions, frailty, and in some cases dementia, helping to reduce the impact of loneliness of people's health and well-being. Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust volunteer coordinator Nick Payne has organised a week of events in September to share more about the benefits of volunteering to encourage more people to sign up. He said, "Our care home volunteers are our unsung heroes. There's lots of research that shows that social interaction combats loneliness and isolation and is important for health and well-being, and spending time talking to people who live in care homes and encouraging them to take part in activities has enormous benefits and can even reduce them being admitted to hospital. We're incredibly grateful to our team of amazing volunteers who give up their time to help in our hospitals, but we are desperately looking for more people to help support our care homes. It's a rewarding and varied role and ranges from talking to people, helping at mealtimes, playing games, and even helping them to use digital technology so that they can keep in touch with their friends and family. You don't need to have any experience, as full training will be provided, and you can give as little or as much time as you're able." Nick will be at Tesco in Newton Road, Kingstainton, on Monday, September 8th, from 9 a.m. until 3:30 p.m., and at Newton Library in the Passmore Edwards Centre, Market Street, on Friday, September 12th, from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. All NHS volunteers are trained and supported in their roles.
Police are looking for a stolen charity sign. Police in Newton Abbot are appealing for information following the theft of a sign. The upright sign, which belongs to the charity the Teambridge Community Project, was taken at some time between Friday, August the 29th and Sunday, August the 31st, from Bradley Lane. It was used by the not-for-profit organisation, which helps adults with learning disabilities learn new life skills, independence and community inclusion through activities, supported learning and social interaction. A police spokesman said, "We are seeking the public's assistance in locating the sign and returning it to the owner."
The crowds came out in force for this year's Lusley show on Bank Holiday Monday and were treated to amazing summer sunshine alongside all the entertainment on offer. The traditional show, which has been running since 1887, entertained crowds with everything from a people versus pedal power display, alongside more traditional entertainments from sideshows to the greasy pole. The Lusley 10K race also took place alongside the show. Show chairman Andrew Thompson said, "It's a privilege to have a show that keeps delighting people every year with our mix of traditional and modern. We love sharing our beautiful Dartmoor village with crowds from across the county and across the country every year." The show once again had a huge field of classic vehicles, with more than 60 cars and tractors. Meanwhile, the ever-popular tug-of-war competition was won by the team from Rayland area of the village. Lusley Garden Society hosted the traditional and very well-supported horticultural show, whilst out in the main showground, people were taking part in numerous activities from a climbing wall to circus skills. "The weather was fantastic, and everyone who turned up had a great time," added show spokesman Owen Davis.